Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. As we continue on in a message I've entitled Speaking Words of Victory, and we were just laying a foundation on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at a few passages found in the book of Ephesians, the third chapter, and Paul was basically making a statement that even though he felt he was least of all the saints, God had given him grace to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ to the Gentiles. And let me just read that verse again, the one I want us to kind of focus on. In Ephesians, the third chapter, verse 9, he says, "And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in Christ, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent, or for the purpose, that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." And I was sharing the New American Standard translation of that to make it abundantly clear that what Paul is saying, that God, in His mercy, in His unfathomable riches, is bringing to light the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God for a purpose. Verse 10, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places, those principalities and powers, those rulers of the darkness of this world, through the church. God has a plan. He triumphed them over them openly, Jesus did. But He wants, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God to be displayed. And we do that by walking ever closer with the Lord, by putting on the mind of Christ, by knowing His Word, and by delighting to do His will, learning what His Word says, obeying Him. And there's another sort of a parallel passage I'd like to share found in 1 Corinthians, and again, I'll read the New American Standard. And this is in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 6. "Yet we do speak wisdom among those who are mature, a wisdom, however, not of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. But we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God predestined before the ages to our glory." Again, it's through the church, the wisdom which none of the rulers of this age has understood. For if they had understood it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But just as it is written, "Things which eye hath not seen, and ear hath not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love Him." So we have a high calling that we've heard it preached for years, we affirm it, but beloved, the church has not yet fully walked in that dimension of power and authority and anointing that God is bringing us into. Praise God. As the children of God, that's why I took the time looking at this passage of Scripture, so you could realize, and I don't care how long you've served the Lord, I've served the Lord for decades, but I know there are greater and more glorious realms of fellowship with God, realms of authority that I want to go in, I want to move into. I don't know. Do you feel the same way? You don't feel, I hope you've arrived, that you've got all that there is to have in God. No, He has so much for us. But as the children of God, we have been given delegated authority in the through the new covenant to put God's word into action through our mouths. And what it also says in that third chapter of Ephesians, we come to God not as cringing sinners. Once we've accepted Jesus, his blood has cleansed us, and we're no longer sinners, we're saints. Does that mean we're perfect? Of course not. If any man says they're without sin, he's a liar, John says. And until we are with the Lord, we will constantly face temptation, we'll slip, we'll fall. Even the great apostle Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." He saw another law warring in his members. It's the carnal nature, which, thank God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can learn to mortify, to kill, to put to death the deeds of the body. But it is a process, just like a child does not grow up into an adult overnight or in a year. It's a process, so it is with us in the things of the Spirit. But God wants us to come to Him in boldness. If we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Love that verse of Scripture. I quote it a lot, because we all need to stand on that a lot. Amen. But the 12th verse of that third chapter says, Paul, and he's talking about Jesus, in Jesus, we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. We can have the faith of God, that where Jesus said, "Have you the faith of God?" With this boldness, beloved, we're able to come into the presence of God without cringing fear. We know that we've been saved. We know that we've been redeemed. And in Christ, we should have such a boldness that we're not to be afraid to come into His presence. Once our sins have been washed away in the blood of the Lamb, we then are His children. We become a part of His body. In whom? Isn't that what that passage says? In whom, Jesus, we have boldness. Beloved, you and I, if you've accepted Jesus, are part of a holy nation, a royal priesthood, hallelujah, a peculiar people, that God should show forth His riches in our lives and through us, bringing glory to God. And we're not asked to come to Him crawling on our knees like beggars, but we are invited to come boldly before Him. And we can come to Him in boldness because of what Jesus did. And because we've accepted Jesus, because we've accepted His atonement, that He was our perfect substitute, we are now in Christ. How many times throughout the Scriptures we are in Christ? We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves. We can do all things through Christ Jesus. Beloved, we have been given so very much. And so we ought to begin to speak boldly who we are. And I'm not speaking about pride or arrogance or a haughty spirit, but a great humility and a reverence of what it cost Jesus, what it cost the Godhead to send Jesus into this world to bring us back to Him, so that by being His children and by faith in Jesus Christ, we can demonstrate the manifold wisdom of God. We can declare, don't you know this? The church is going to judge angels, Paul says. This is our responsibility. We don't know all that we'll be doing in the ages to come, but we are His family. He ordained this. We may not understand a whole lot, but you know, there's just a few things we have to understand. If we get that straight, we can leave the rest to Him and know everything is in His hands. So when we begin to confess or speak bold words in faith, we will experience who He says we are. Have you ever berated yourself? You've done something, you said, "Oh, I'm so stupid." You know, we need to be careful of the things we say, because God is drawing attention through passages like this. He does it a lot in Proverbs as well, that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And do you recall James says, if any man can bridle the tongue, he said it's almost an impossible thing. It's a world of fire set on iniquity. But if any man will do that, the same is a perfect man. We should allow no corrupt communication to proceed out of our mouth, but words that are suitable for edifying, to encourage, to inspire and encourage others to be who God has said they can be. And so it's very important because we are made in his image and likeness. Is that not correct? And Jesus spoke the world into existence. He didn't wave a magic wand. He didn't wave his hand. He spoke. And so, beloved, we have to understand there is amazing power in our speech. And that's why the words of our mouth are so important. And you'll find that all the way through the entire Word of God. As a child of God, beloved, you have access to his presence. And we all should ask him to move in our lives, to meet our needs, to work in behalf of others, to ask him to answer our prayers. Why? Because we have been given the position of a child or a prince of the kingdom, if you will, whereby we can come to God the Father and cry, Abba, Father. Praise God. What a privilege we have. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Well, I'm going to stop here. My time is flying away. And as I always do, the ministry of prayer and intercession that UCM has had for over 50 years is a very sacred part of our ministry. And it is a privilege that God has allowed Brother Glass and myself to be able to stand with God's people. Sometimes there are things that you really can't share with anyone, and your requests are, they're very personal, they're confidential, and I come to the Lord very boldly in your behalf, and we've seen wonderful answers to prayer come in. So if you have been praying by yourself and you haven't seen answers, there's power in agreeing prayer. I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. As I share from time to time, sometimes I might be praying, but I'll have someone, I said, won't you agree with me? Because it takes that agreement, and then there's a release, there's the answer. So I invite you to write. And as you write, if you'd like to request Brother Glass's booklet, powerful little booklet to inspire, encourage your faith, Which Way Are You Running? Just request it as you write. I love you. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.